The sweat was burning, and Adam was closer. He had died at 19, a tall boy, just as tall as the figure who approached his porch. His rocking chair had gone to rocking faster, and Moses, his German shepherd, had disappeared, slinked away without so much as a sound. The storm had given way to a scorching August sun that baked up a humidity thick enough to stir with a wooden spoon. He sat there, rocking, soaked in sweat tinged with alcohol, waiting for dark when it would be cool enough to sleep and wake up and start drinking again. The mines were long closed now, and Harlow was hemorrhaging, a heart spasming out its last few beats after a vital artery had been blocked. Those who could work left, those who farmed stayed, and those too old to work, who owned no ground and knew for damn certain their lungs were black as a starless night, just stayed around to die drunk and alone. The figure stopped at the porch steps. Even at that distance, Lester had to lean and squint to make out all his features. Tall, slender, brown eyes that smoldered with some internal heat. The familiar crew cut was gone, replaced by curly locks the color of dead leaves. "Come to pull me down to hell then, boy?" He tipped out the last few drops of whiskey and slung the bottle into the field, where it wrapped against healthy stalks of corn. Not his, of course. Lester's ranch house had a few acres of tillable land that he'd sold to the Murrays, and that was enough to cover his daily bottle until the end of time. Adam smiled, his teeth as yellow and jagged as the corn stalks would be by October. "You think I'm a ghost?"
"Demons more like it, I imagine," Lester said. "Ain't much to take, though. I ain't but a sack of skin and guts, all of it soaked with whiskey. Punch a few holes in me, and then all the demons in hell can get a buzz."
Lester laughed, feeling lightheaded. How long had it been since he left? The boy's emergence was a gift. Death was at his doorstep at long last. He'd been inviting him in all this time.
"You never saw me die," Adam said. "No, sir," Lester said. "Just saw you take a deer slug to the chest out at Red Rock Ridge. Saw you take another one in the back for good measure as you climbed off the edge and plummeted, 200 feet to the bottom. Never saw you buried, but I'll take Roy Carver's word for it. Couldn't stomach seeing you like that. You was my boy after all, wasn't you?"
"It's Mayor Carver now," Adam said.